Andy.
Hello, Linda.
Andy.
How are you?
Cold. Oh boy, we got a big problem today.
We got a big issue?
As of 2 hours ago, I officially have my first ever mouse in the house.
Oh, your first ever? How is that even possible?
I know. Well, I was raised in Georgia, and that was like, cockroach.
You just get muskrats down there or something?
We never had. Ah! Oh my god! In that moment, I just saw a huge rat cross the street. Oh my god!
You're not in your house now. You're walking somewhere.
No, I just got done exercising. But yeah, I think it's just like something about it rained a lot earlier. Like it rained a lot yesterday and last night, and now it's really, really cold and windy. And I think that like maybe their little underground homes have been disturbed by the weather. So they're seeking shelter.
I'm glad you came to me with this problem, Linda. You said we have a big problem, and I agree. I'm in this with you. Let's talk solutions here. What are you thinking? You lived in the Bay Area extensively. You've lived in New York in many different places. I mean, three in the past 12 months. I'm shocked you've never had a mouse problem
never
before.
Had my own mouse in my own house.
Huh.
Ever. I think it's because, like, the last two apartments that I was in, I was on, like, the third and fourth floor. And
I got news for you, Linda. They can climb. Stairs, walls, all kinds of stuff.
But I think that maybe there's something to, like, being at ground level. And, like, my current apartment has these, like, awesome old floors that I love, but there's just, like, holes all up in those floors.
Right, yeah, you're not patching those up to make those mouse-proof.
Right.
Those little suckers can get in any kind of hole.
Oh, yeah.
If water can get through, a mouse can get through. That's my rule.
That's so disgusting.
Now, hold on. Time out. Before we start talking solutions here, and I'm more than willing to work with you on this problem, you do rent. Can't you just call your landlord or property management company?
Yes. So my landlord is a very nice lady, and I almost texted her, but I texted the guy who lives above me, because I live in only like a three-unit building.
Right,
so
it's like a house that's been converted, right?
Right, and he's been there for a while, so I was like, hey, have you had any mice before? And he was just like, rut-row. Like, he said he hadn't, but he had noticed like the big holes in my floor the last time he looked, and he was like, yeah, and they had some like steel wool stuffed in those holes.
Yeah, that's a dead giveaway. I kind of thought,
yep. And I saw that too when I moved in, but the steel wool looked like super old, so I thought maybe this is a relic from the past and it's not an issue anymore. But
would that have kept you from moving in if you had reason to believe that there were mouse visitors?
No, because I really, I dated this guy in the West Village like 6 years ago, and he had this super nice apartment. And his next door neighbor, like, just came freaking out in the middle of the night one night, like, about a mouse in her apartment. And we went in there, and it was just, like, one of the most beautiful apartments I had ever been in. So I feel like in New York, like, it doesn't matter who you are, how much money you make, what your place goes for rent-wise. What a mouse don't give a shit. They will fuck your place up.
It's just like jury duty, the great equalizer.
It really is.
Yeah.
And so, but my neighbor upstairs, I asked him if I could borrow his cat.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Does he have a mouser?
Like, hell yeah. I think so. Like, he said he'd be happy. And it's funny because I was then on a call with a contractor I'm working with, and he lives in Brooklyn also. And he was like, oh, I'll lend you my cat. My cat kills mice all the time. Just like a common thing, people like get cats in the city to kill off tiny little rodents.
That must be nice. We regularly have mouse issues here in our house.
But, really?
I mean, our house was built in the 1840s, so it's been a minute since it's been around, and they weren't exactly building them mouse proof back then. And similar situation, just a lot of holes. You're never going to patch them up. It's hopeless. So,
yeah, exactly.
Most winters, I say most because, you know, knock on wood, this winter, haven't seen anything. But most winters we'll see evidence of some small mouse activity. And actually, usually it's not that disruptive. Like, I'm not sure how you knew you had a mouse, if you saw it itself first or if you found holes in your cardboard boxes or droppings or whatever. But usually the mice, like, we never see them eating our food. Very rarely find droppings anywhere. We just occasionally see them, you know, pop out of the stove and just, you know, their little head pops up and we're like, okay, you're
down
there.
That's exactly what it did.
You're down there doing your thing.
It ran into the kitchen from under the stove. And then it was kind of like frantically ran around in circles for a minute, like, oh boy, oh no, I think she sees me.
I think it's just how they move.
Yeah, that's true.
You ever look at I look at small birds. You know how small birds, they either fly or they like do that really fast hop. It's almost like it's just like phasing, you know, like it's hopping so fast that. And you, I ever look at a bird and I'm like, is it possible for you to walk slow? Like take little slow steps with your little bird feet? Like can your muscles even do that? Or not. Maybe they can't. Maybe all they can do is go fast.
Yeah, maybe they can't.
I feel like mice are like that. If you don't ever see a mouse, like, just strolling along.
Right.
They're always...
So, A mouse
is
not going to, like, get up in my bed or anything, right? Like...
I don't know. Are you made of food? Are you a big baguette?
I mean, basically, I'm people meat.
Don't think mice eat people. That I'm confident saying.
Okay. All right. I feel a little better about it now.
The thought that something's crawling on you while you're sleeping is one of the worst feelings you can have, right?
Yeah, that's the only thing that I'm like worried about is how am I going to sleep tonight knowing there's a little micey mice.
You're going to have to sleep, stop sleeping with a pepperoni in your pocket. I'm sorry, that's the only thing. You know how you always carry around that big old dry sausage link of pepperoni so you can just have a snack whenever you want it? You're going to have to stop doing that.
Pocket sausage.
Mommy needs her sausage.
Mommy needs her pocket sausage. Nice.
See, think of the show titles we could have if we actually gave our show interesting titles.
God. So, anyways, that's my excitement for today. I was in the middle of a meeting talking about our new CMS options.
Now we're talking.
And I just, like, completely stopped talking and paying attention at one point and let, like, 15 minutes of the meeting go by, and I was like, hey, so what just happened? Because I just saw a mouse. I'm ruined.
Well, your time has come, Linda. You've been living in cities long enough. Honestly, I think you need to make it through this stage. It's an important step.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I was going to ask if you how you feel about, you know, killing a mouse, but given that you've already enlisted the help of two separate cats, sounds like you're A-okay with offing this little guy.
Well, okay, so I didn't, like, when I saw it, I realized, like, oh, I could pick up a kettlebell and smash it on it, or I could, like there's many violent things I could do. Yeah, they're way too fast. Or, like, a big book or something, which is how the Greenwich Village mouse was killed, with a big old book. But I don't know. I didn't have that urge. I just wanted to, like, get it into something so that I could put it outside. But the thought of going anywhere near it... Just immediately, I'm like, what kind of diseases does this thing have? What kind of...
The mice actually are disease vectors. I think, famously, cockroaches aren't. Like, they don't carry diseases, even though people think they do.
Right.
Something like that. I don't know. Google it, people. Don't hold me to my word.
Yeah, but if you get bit by a mouse, you have to go through, the same thing that you would go through if you got bit by a bat or something. Like, they want to make sure you don't get rabies.
Yeah, but I don't think a mouse is going to bite you.
Maybe though.
No, they go for that. Pocket pepperoni. Your pocket parmesan. You got a big old slab of parmesan in there. They're gonna go after that. But I don't think they're gonna bite you. No offense. I'm sure you're perfectly tasty, but I don't think a mouse is going after your flesh.
This is good stuff to hear.
Yeah.
I was having kind of one of those, like, imposter syndrome-y days where you're like,
love those.
Nothing that I do is
love to
good.
Have those. Thanks, brain.
Yeah, I, like, spiraled real quickly this morning, and I think it was just very gray outside. It was very rainy, so it's probably mostly just, you know, New York gray winter stuff happening. Mm-hmm. But this really undid that spiral.
I'm like, who gives a fuck? Does it hard reset you?
Yeah, who gives a fuck about design? There's a mouse in my house.
It's nice to have that perspective, yeah.
Priority number one now.
So are you acting tonight? What are you gonna, like, how long, what is your schedule for this? Is this something you have to act on immediately, or are you just gonna go to bed as if everything's normal?
I don't know.
And you don't have a roommate?
I think maybe the latter, because I mean there are so many holes in my floors that I'm hoping that the little mouse is just scouting And I keep the place like super clean. I don't leave food out. Nothing like that.
That's the most you can do, I think.
Yeah.
When we got our dog Sadie, I thought we'd stop seeing mice because I was like, oh, the dog, it's not going to catch a mouse, right? Because she's slow and lazy.
Right.
But she would certainly probably, like, I imagined, you know, something I've noticed is that oftentimes, like, if we go away from the house, if we leave on vacation or something for, you know, a long weekend or a week, then you come back, then the mice are there, right? Like, they're always kind of on the fringe of your house. And then when they sense a quiet, that's when they kind of, you know, come. So I figured having the dog around the house all the time, they probably wouldn't show up. And I thought you would at least chase them if she saw them. Maybe they wouldn't like that. But turns out, no. Like, I have been sitting on my couch in my family room, and the dog is sitting on her dog bed, and a mouse runs between us, and she just, like, pops her head up and looks at it and goes back to sleep. She doesn't care.
So my friend Eric, who said he would lend me his cat, he said that his cat is the type of cat who just injures the mouse and then, like, plays
one of those sicko cats.
Yeah. And so he saves them. He, like, catches them when they have, like, a broken foot or whatever. And then he puts them outside and they, like, hobble away.
Duct tapes a little Lego wheel onto them.
Yeah.
Off what's you go. Up is
that the last, that's sweet. But, like, the last one.
Is
that
it is sweet? Is it, though?
The Lego wheel, yeah. The last one the cat caught, they left it in his shoe for him.
Oh.
Like,
cats,
hey, Papa?
Come on. Cats, get your shit together. Fuck.
But I got you. Yeah.
Did he notice before stepping on it?
I think so.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good. That would be a scar.
Said there was,
that would be a scar.
There was like
experience.
There's a little blood trail leading to it.
Oh, dear me. Okay, well,
yeah.
I know.
What?
Yeah.
I still am emotionally scarred, lightly emotionally scarred, from once when I was swimming in the ocean at the Jersey Shore, as I was wont to do as a child. I was probably, I don't know, maybe like 10, 12 in that range. And I was swimming in the ocean, doing my thing, and I, like, stepped on something. It felt a little weird, and, like, I couldn't tell what it was. And at first I kind of freaked out because I thought it was, like, a crab or something. It, like, pinched me, and I pulled my foot out of the water, and it was a big body of a dead fish, and I had, like, stepped through its rib cage, and, like, this mushy, bony fish was on my foot, and I was very unhappy.
No.
Yeah, I didn't like that one bit.
Oh, fuck that so much.
Yeah, it wasn't fun. Also, what kind of dead fish sink? What's that all about?
Yeah, aren't they supposed to float?
Well, I guess dead whales sink. That's like a whole thing, like whale fall.
Yeah. Maybe the fish mafia, like, put some stones.
There you go, exactly. Yeah, this fish didn't pay its protection money.
Yeah, exactly.
Had a little accident, you know.
Yeah, don't want to do this, but yeah.
Wait, exactly. can I hear that voice again, Lyd? Can you give me a little, break me off a little more of that?
Yeah, I'm gonna protect you and look out for you. We was family.
It's like I'm transported back in time and to a different location.
To Little Fish, Italy.
So compelling. To Little Fish, Italy. Oh, so compelling, Linda. That
in
voice
the
work.
Cannoli.
That
Thank
voice
you.
Work is getting real good.
I need to go back to improv classes, I think.
Yeah, it's good.
Time. Can you hear all of the noises my jacket is making against my headphones?
I can hear a little. I would say it's a gentle. It sounds like you're walking through snow almost.
Okay, cool.
It's
extremely windy right now, so I have my hood up. I'm just making sure I'm not getting too much.
Yeah, this is less disruptive than when we can hear the very loud wind. So you're doing a great job.
Okay, cool. Excellent.
Doing a great job, Linda.
I even have one of those hoods that has, like, a dead animal draped around it.
So oh, like a big fur collar.
Yeah.
That's probably very good for acoustic
sound
noise canceling, you know, dampening or whatever.
Yeah.
That would be kind of a...
Okay.
Oh, go ahead. Go.
Oh, no.
Go.
I was just going to say, now that I've, like, captured the whole conversation with mouse stuff, oh, my God. I was just going to give you room to talk. Hey, Andy, how's your day?
How's my day? Well, I didn't go to work today because it's President's Day.
Oh, yeah.
I was surprised that the number of people that didn't have off for President's Day. It seemed like most people really didn't. And I was confused by that because it's just a federal holiday, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. So I didn't go to work. Well, I had a very nice day. I got up early still and went to the gym as I do, and then had some friends over, played some games, cooked some lunch. My mom came down, got to see my mom for a little bit.
Yeah. Where'd you take mom for dinner?
She actually just brought dinner. She brought a whole pot of chili.
Oh,
which makes it sound like we're horrible hosts, and she's like, well, if I don't bring fucking dinner, they're not going to feed me. Which is not the case. We're very good hosts, but I think she wanted to pay it forward, as it were. So she brought some chili for us all, which was great.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I had a very calm weekend after I've been traveling a lot, and it puts me in a weird state of mind to be traveling a bunch. I don't particularly love it anymore. I used to like it more when I was younger. Now it's just like I have my rhythms at home, and if I get taken out of them, it like kind of throws my whole shtick off.
Yep.
So yeah. Back from my travels.
Right there with you.
Back from my travels and just kind of trying to just chill and be in the moment, Linda. Mindfulness.
I know. Mindfulness. Calm.
I do think about that. I'm such shit at that. I'm so bad at that.
At being calm?
Being mindful or whatever.
Being in the present and not living inside your head.
Yeah. A therapist once like encouraged me and was like, I think you would benefit from mindfulness practice. And I was like, cool. And they encouraged me to do had some specific app they recommended that like was a very slightly guided meditation you would do every day. And it's just like, can't do it. I get so bored. So bored.
Yeah. I know. That's the point, right? To like slow your brain down.
I've heard people describe it in a way that is very compelling to me. Like, it sounds great if you could do it, but I just can't. I don't know. Like, I feel like there are moments in my life where I'm at calm, right? Like, I feel like I'm very relaxed cooking. Like, I genuinely feel like cooking is how I kind of unwind at the end of the day. Like, it's just, I have enough to do with my hands and brain to, like, keep the demon dogs at bay. It's not like I'm just sitting quietly, you know? Like, during all this travel, sitting on an airplane with a podcast is not enough entertainment for me. Like, that's not enough stimulation to have, like, a conversation going on in my head in a podcast. I have to also be playing threes the whole time, which I did on the airplane a whole bunch. I got a new high score. I'm getting closer to beating it, though I'm not quite there.
Oh, boy. What's your high score?
You want me to tell you?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you mine, though, because it's, like, embarrassingly low.
Linda, threes is a personal journey. It's not about competing with others.
Imposter syndrome.
My new high score is 210,444.
What?
Anyway.
I'm good at this.
But my density of 3072s has been going up. If I look at the little graph, it's getting better. Anyway, so I can't sit quietly on an airplane, right? Like, that is just not enough. But I need a little bit of something to, like, take the edge off and keep me occupied. It's like, I'm sure I've talked to you about this before, maybe on air. But when I was a kid, I was even more like this, right? You could probably say I have undiagnosed some kind of attention problem, right? Just because I'm kind of all over the place. And I always was really productive late at night, like very late at night. And my thing I kind of figured out as I got into adulthood, I think I was more productive late at night because I was just tired enough for my brain to like shut down 60% of its operations. And with 40% of my like normal manic brain, that's enough for one task, and you can just focus on it and do it, as opposed to doing all these other things. Anyway, that's how I feel about mindfulness too. Can't just sit and do nothing.
Yeah,
which is a flaw,
it's
I guess.
Hard. I know. Well, it's not a flaw. That was actually something I was Googling today when I should have been working, and I was spiraling instead.
You were Googling, is it a flaw to not be able to focus?
It was just like, how do you know if you're ADHD?
Oh,
interesting.
I guess
there are tests and things.
Oh, man.
I want to get evaluated, though. I think it's time. I want the drugs. Give me the drugs. I'd love to focus. Because, when I was sick a few weeks ago, I took like cold medicine. I took like Dayquil or something, and I didn't even take the two liquid gel caps that were in the packet. I only took one, and I was so focused for the first time.
You were focused. Don't those have like caffeine or something in them though?
They have like dextromethorphan.
I don't know what that is.
In it. basically like meth.
They're downers. I thought the whole thing about DayQuil is that it was like an upper.
Well, it is an upper. It keeps you awake, but I think it keeps you awake in that like focus. Like they literally use the stuff that's in it to make meth with it. And that's when you, I guess when people take meth, they can get like super hyper focused on task at hand.
Huh. I didn't know that about meth.
Yeah.
Did you ever take Adderall in college?
No, I think we talked about this on one of the podcast episodes too.
Oh well. About... You know what, Linda? We're doomed to repeat everything, so let's just leave it.
Well, remember when we talked about like whether we thought it was cheating to take like performance enhancing drugs or not?
Right.
Yeah, so I've never taken Adderall, like for that reason.
Just because you were gonna feel like whatever you produced was not fair.
Like it didn't
because
count.
You were yeah. Not because you were like afraid or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I'm always like afraid. I'm always afraid that I'm either going to have a terrible time and it's going to make me feel terrible, or even more afraid I'm going to love it. Oh, that's a scary thought.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want either of those things.
In regards to Googling, how do you know if you're ADHD? There is a there's a billboard on the like one of the on the highway right by our house. Which I guess this is like an autism awareness billboard. I'm not entirely sure who paid for this billboard, but the billboard just says sensory sensitivity is a sign of autism. This is the whole thing the billboard says. And it's got some pictures, maybe URL on it or something. And every time I pass that billboard, I'm like, shit, I guess I have autism because,
right.
Oh, I'm so, that's a thing. I was at a wedding yesterday, which was very exciting. But it was like, you know, a big party wedding, a classic wedding with a big reception and a big band and a DJ, you know, roared into the night. And in those situations, I can't be in a loud room like that for like multiple hours without getting highly agitated. Like it just, it makes me feel like I'm coming unhinged because it's just constant noise. And I'm a little bit hard at hearing from an earlier ear problem I had when I was younger. And so I'm especially bad at like in a noisy room at like isolating the sound of someone talking to me. Like I'm really bad at carrying on a conversation in a room like that, much more so than I was when I was younger and much more so than most other people. And so it's just the whole night is just someone yells something at me. I have to yell back what twice and I still can barely hear what they're saying. Then I just pretend like I understood. And every time I pass that billboard, I'm like, I feel very seen. Very seen.
Aw. Bless you. Yeah, I have similar issues sometimes.
Do you have sensory sensitivity?
Yeah, sometimes. It's not like the worst thing in the world. But I think it's when volumes are like if you and I were to like sit down for coffee in a coffee shop and the person next to us just happened to be speaking so loudly that her volume was matching yours. I would just like have no ability to focus just on our conversation. I would be like processing what she's saying at the same time.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like that one doesn't get me so much. But I'm very conscious of like eating noises. I can't handle eating noises.
Oh god, me too.
And like I know I'm more sensitive to it, not only because I look around and I'm like, there's no way everyone at this table feels as agitated as I do, because if they did, they wouldn't look like they look. But also because sometimes I'll go to a meeting or something, a lunch meeting, and one of the people at this meeting is like just a disgusting animal, like a goat just gnawing on their food and slapping their lips and gums around. And and I'll like mention something afterwards to someone that was there with me. And they're like, oh, I didn't even notice. And I'm like, how could you not notice? It was like right in your face the whole time.
I always noticed the way my dad ate. My sister and I would talk about it, but I think it's different when it's people that you're close to, because you're just around them all the time, nonstop.
I had a girlfriend once that, whenever she drank water, out of a glass or a bottle or whatever, she would like, kind of, like lift her front lip up so you could always see like her whole front row of teeth. Very strange stuff. I noticed that immediately. Weird. I never could not notice that. It was like, you know, look like a gopher drinking some water.
Those types of things are so weird. Because when you see them, you can't unsee them.
Right. And I also, I hate that I have recall for that, right? Like, I'm sure we had lots of lovely memories together.
Yeah.
And, like, emotional and sensitive and vulnerable moments. And I'm like, yeah, but the, you know, it's like a fucking Seinfeld
episode.
The water
thing. It really is. She had man hands.
Yeah.
Or basically whatever. Exactly.
Though I like a woman with strong hands.
Yeah, you do.
I don't find that off-putting. I feel like some men are like, want their women to be dainty.
But how can my dick be big if their hands are also strong? Two things are mutually exclusive.
What if they crush my wing wall with their big hands? Good point, Linda. I hadn't thought about that. That's a very good point.
Yeah.
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 The best thing are just Barbie doll hands. You can just like
plop
your junk down on them and be like, it's like a submarine sandwich.
Right. Like, it makes your junk look bigger.
Right. I mean, that's very important to me in a relationship in general.
That's, totally.
Tiny hands, tiny everything.
Accentuate the dong.
Yep.
Yep.
I'm glad we got to that point. That was good.
Oh, man. I was just walking by a stranger when I said that. And he looked at
me. Linda, I have a television recommendation for you.
Oh, tell me.
Have you watched or heard of the Netflix original television series Sex Education?
I have seen it in the lineup of stuff to watch, but I have not watched it.
I recommend it very highly. I don't really even like television, but I thought the show was great. I loved almost everything about it. So you should watch it. If you do, we can maybe talk about it. If not, no big deal.
Okay. Is it like legit just sex ed stuff, or
do you want me to spoil it for you? How much do you like to know about a piece of media or culture before you consume it?
If you're gonna have to reveal like some big plot twist or tell or something, then don't.
But you would like to know a synopsis?
I guess it's like, is this a documentary? Is this like a?
It is a fictional. Sitcom? It is a fictional comedy. Drama show.
Oh, okay, cool. Then I'll watch it.
Yeah, it is not. Wait, were you asking basically if it was just? Were you asking if it was just documentary footage of people doing sex education work?
Well, Aaron, I thought maybe it could have been a documentary. Like the way that the title page for it looked to me, it looks like it could have been a documentary about like sex ed in America.
Mm. Well, did not read some criticism for you. Designer of the title card for Sex Education. Looks like a documentary.
Yeah.
You screwed up.
And Netflix is funny because they'll create like 10 different title cards for a show and they'll show you the title card that they think will grab your attention based on things you've watched.
Interesting.
It probably has like boobies on it.
Right. Because they're like, this guy's a horn dog. Let's show him some boobies. And some real tiny hands. Just some tiny itty bitty hands. Holding a big
honking
poster
wiener.
Tube. Yeah, no, there you go. Why beat her on the bush, Linda? Good point.
Yeah.
Some tiny hands holding a big old ding dong.
Big old pocket sausage.
Big old pocket sausage.
Yeah.
Something I've noticed that we do in the show, or I do in the show, is oftentimes you'll say something and I'll just repeat it.
Well, that's
a weird vocal
validated.
Affectation, right?
That's just how you validate my ideas.
Is that what you think it is?
I'm being sarcastic, but
I wonder if that's filling in. You know, I make a conscious effort to not use a bunch of filler words like and like and hey and all that kind of stuff. And so I wonder if that's a fill-in for that. I'm still not comfortable with the silence, instead of that, I'll just say what Linda said right back at her.
Yeah, and I think that's also a form of active listening. Like it shows that you're listening and that you're not just drifting off thinking about something else and like waiting for your turn to talk. I think it's a good thing.
They do it on specifically on Comedy Bang Bang and Freedom, which is just, you know, three of the people from Comedy Bang Bang. Oftentimes, one of them will say something funny, and then the other two will say it, and then the first person will sometimes even say it again. Like, they just basically go in a circle and say the same thing repeatedly. And that's a pattern, and once you notice it, you're like, oh, that's kind of weird when you think about it, but it seems kind of natural at first.
Yeah. It's just weird. It is natural at first.
At first. Are you almost home, Linda?
I am. I want you to stay on the line with me so that we can see if there's a mouse in the house.
I was going to say, I think it's important. I want to see what happens when you flick the light on. And I want to hear the results.
Yeah, I'm on my block, so great. Hang tight. There's a car about to hit me.
Jesus, well, this is a good time to tell you, Linda, that we have a very special friend to thank for this episode. This episode of Earth to Linda is brought to you by Ryan Von Dolan. Thank you, Ryan, for sponsoring this episode of Earth to Linda. Do you have your pun ready to go? Wait, give it again. Let's get a clean take.
Hold on. I'm about to pass some very nice looking couple. It would look like they're dressed for dinner. Okay. Ryan Von Dolan.
Are you riffing on something? Is that a song I should recognize?
No, I'm just trying to do like a Hot Wheels commercial.
Just a general like Ryan. Micro Machines voice, basically.
Yeah, I feel like Ryan might be into that.
All right, well, Ryan, I hope you're into that.
Hope you're into Hot Wheels, because it's your new personal brand.
If you want to be like Ryan and sponsor an episode of Earth to Linda, just send me $4 through Venmo or Cash App. I'm Andy Mangold on both platforms.
Just give us your money.
Yeah, give us your money so we can give you this podcast.
But it's not a lot.
No, $4. That's less than an average cup of coffee, I would say, right?
All right, I'm going to be extra
At least
quiet,
in New York and the Bay Area. We're coastal elites on this show. I'm sorry. We have coastal elite coffee prices.
All right. I just walked in.
Okay.
I'm being very sneaky. I don't want to... Like, if they're in here, I want them to...
Are the lights on or off right now?
On.
Okay.
I kept them on so that when I came back, I wouldn't have any startling surprises. All right.
Thinking ahead.
We got,
All Quiet on the Western Front?
Little mice.
Wait, did you name them?
I said little mice.
Oh, I thought you said like, Nora.
I see the space behind the stove that it like definitely came out from.
I think, you know, I've pulled our stove out before. Our stove is definitely their main means of entry into our kitchen. And I've pulled it away from the wall and like looked behind there. And I'm pretty sure it's basically impossible to seal off all of the like the gas line and the like electric line coming to your stove. Like it's basically hopeless. They're gonna get into and around your stove.
Right, which is why like these old hardwood floors in my kitchen have the biggest holes in them. Like just a huge rat could get through them if they wanted to easily. But I think the fact that they can get in at all if they want to, just through the little stove pipes and stuff. I think I feel like it's a lost cause to go around patching up every single hole.
I always think that about ants. Like, ants could just get into your house if they wanted to. Just like hundreds of thousands of them. There would be no stopping them.
Right, just
but they don't.
Everything with
Thanks, ants, everything with for not poison. Doing that.
Alright, I got a stick. I'm gonna go around tapping things.
All right, Linda. Well, good luck. If you need emotional support, I'm always here. One phone call away.
Wait, hold on.
Okay, I won't hang up on you.
I want our listeners to hear the terror in my voice.
This is genuine, people. This is the kind of raw emotion you can't get on Comedy Bang Bang.
This is some Blair Witch shit happening
here. This is exactly what it is. And you're going to turn the corner and the mouse will be just standing upright and facing the wall.
Right. I'm like looking under stuff. And meanwhile, it's just like sitting at my desk playing The Sims.
Oh, yeah. That'd be sick. Little mouse Sims.
This mouse can hang. All right. We're good. I don't see no mouse. So
all clear.
All clear for now.
All right.
Thanks for calling, Andy.
It's a pleasure talking to you as always.
As always.
See? Bye. You did the thing. You repeated the thing.
Well, yeah. I was listening.
Good night, Linda.
Good night, Andy.